Tonya Burkett has been educated in sociology, is specializing in social inequality, health, and illness. And she's been a social justice worker for 30 years. She grew up in Portland, lived in Raleigh, North Carolina for 17 years before moving to Port Townsend. And she has lived in Port Townsend for 3.5 years. And she's currently co-facilitating a racial justice literacy workshop series she developed for Black Lives Matter of Jefferson County of volunteers and developing anti-racist training and consulting services for nonprofits, organizations, and collaborating with Dr. Jessica Tartaro to raise funds for wellness services for Black and Indigenous people of color, people that are activists here in Jefferson County. I know that I had some lengthy conversations with Jessica, Dr. Tartaro, in the past about how healers always need healers to heal the healers. And so I think we're going to sort of spring forward from there. Welcome. Welcome so much, Tonya.
Thanks, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you too. Give us a little background on this campaign and why it's so important.
It's really interesting how things kind of come together. I feel like things have really lined up in an interesting way with this particular project and so many other things happening. In the beginning of quarantine, I actually started reading this book called My Grandmother's Hands by Resma Manickam. And it's a book about racialized trauma and how we can heal our bodies from racialized trauma. And that book is geared towards everybody. So it's for white people who have experienced racialized trauma, because if you witness racism and violence at the hands of racists, then you also become traumatized. So I was reading that book, and of course I've experienced racialized trauma for my whole life as a person of color, but I never really connected like that feeling in my body with my experience of racism. So that sort of happened at the beginning of the quarantine. And then the killings of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd and so many other people that have happened, and people coming out with their stories about their experience with racism and violence and their fear, all started to line up. And I started working with people in the community, doing anti-racist work and connecting with the BIPOC community. And through our relationships, we all started to realize that we had a lot of, you know, racialized trauma that we needed to process. And that work needed to happen both as individuals, but also as communities. So we started talking about like how we can do that. But then we were so caught up in our work. There have been so many asks from us in the community to help organizations, you know, develop their statements, to analyze their processes and their procedures and policies and how they can become anti-racist, that we kind of got distracted by that. And then we kind of neglect our self-care in that process. And then Jessica and I started having conversations. We are both noticing that this was happening. And we shared our ideas, and we decided to raise some money to support the wellness of BIPOC people and racial justice workers in the community. So that's how that happened, and we're really excited to be doing that. That's our campaign for December. So we're raising money to support wellness of Black, Indigenous people of color.
Well, it's important. I have a background as a union organizer, and, you know, I tell you what, burnout is something to be avoided, and freshness is something to be cultivated. Anybody involved in community organizing, especially in what people are doing now, the whole idea of wellness services for activists in Jefferson County, I think it's really, really important.
It's definitely important, and it's going to be work that's going to be long and deep and hard, and the only way we are going to be able to sustain ourselves is to take some time to take care of ourselves, and that's what our hope is with this. I mean, this is just a start in that process. Our goal is to raise $5,000 in the month of December, and that we would use that money to hire BIPOC healers who are somatic trained or trauma-informed therapists to start doing some group work with us on our trauma issues, and in hope that we can put into action some practices that can sustain us over the long haul.
So how do you propose to engage our local organizations and businesses and individuals? How do you propose to increase the awareness? I mean, this is one way right now that we're doing right now.
Yeah, we're doing this campaign. We're talking to you folks on KPTZ. Jessica and another therapist in the community has had a conversation with some people at Bainbridge Island. And, you know, BIPOC people are talking about how can we come together and help each other through this process. And we're setting up support systems for each other. And hopefully this campaign will help raise awareness in the community and some understanding of the need to support this work. I personally have felt really supported and encouraged by the people that I've encountered in the community. Anytime I talk about the work I'm doing, people are excited about it, they support it, and they want to do what they can to help out. So I feel that this community is very receptive to supporting us and helping us through this process. They're very excited about doing this work, and I think they're going to do the work as long as we can help see them through the process. And I think they're going to realize that there is a relationship between supporting us and caring for us and getting through this process together.
Well, Tonya, you've been doing this for a number of years. You've been an activist for a number of years now, and I'm sure that you can speak from the heart about what it means to be able to have support. So I just take my hat off to you and Dr. Tartaro for putting this project together. And if people want to get involved or if they want to contribute, how do they do this?
So we have a GoFundMe campaign. I think KPTZ has been doing some promotions for that. You can go to the GoFundMe website. You can just search for Racial Justice Wellness, and Dr. Jessica Tartaro is the organizer for it, so it will come up on GoFundMe. You can also contact our local chapter of Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter Jefferson County. They have a Facebook page. They have an Instagram page, and you can ask, you know, how can you help contribute to their work. You can volunteer to work with Black Lives Matter of Jefferson County. I'm currently doing some racial justice literacy training for about 14 people who have volunteered for Black Lives Matter of Jefferson County. So that's some things you can do. And then also just personally, like if you know people who are doing racial justice work, if you're friends with, and I can consider anybody who is a Black Indigenous person of color to be doing racial justice work, whether they're actively organizing or not, just living your life as a person of color is doing anti-racist work. Like if you're surviving and functioning in this world, you're doing anti-racist work and you're likely having conversations with racist people and informing and educating them in different ways. So if you know any people of color, if you know anybody who's doing racial justice work, ask them, what can you do to help them? How can you support them? Can you buy them a coffee? Can you, you know, go for a walk with them? Can you listen to them and what their experiences are, and listen in a way that's truly listening, not questioning their experience or giving them solutions, but just like embracing and being there for them. That's what people can do.
But if there's anything we've learned, especially over the past 4 or 5 years, is just we learned it all our lives, but especially over the past 4 or 5 years, is the importance of listening. Well, Tonya Burkett, thank you so much for getting on board here and talking about this. We hope to hear more, and so stay in touch, and let's see how this project unveils itself as time goes on here.
Yeah, thank you so much for letting me have some time on the air with you, and yeah, just check out the GoFundMe campaign, support it as much as you can, and we're already at about $1,000 that we've raised, so we're getting closer to our goal, and every little bit helps, so thank you so much.
All right, Tonya, thank you. And we'll be talking to you again soon, I'm sure. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.